This is Financial Market Masterminds with Lauren Carmouche at anzocapital.com. This week on the podcast, Asia Pacific markets steal the headlines with rate decisions from both the Reserve Bank of Australia and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. China also makes an appearance with the latest release of inflation statistics. And to conclude, we have UK economic growth figures for the second quarter of 2018. Last week, the Reserve Bank of Australia continued the longest streak of historically low interest rates at its recent monetary policy meeting. The official cash rate still stands at 1.5%, which was implemented at last year's August meeting. The Reserve Bank has not delivered a rate hike since November 2010. Concerning factors for the bank include low inflation, high household debt, and falling residential prices. It's also no surprise that the Reserve Bank of New Zealand kept interest rates steady at 1.75%, as Governor Orr maintained a dovish stance in the accompanying press conference. There was a suggestion that given certain risk factors, including a slowdown in the economy, a rate cut may also be feasible. Yet, rates are expected to remain unchanged until 2020, as global growth and a weaker Kiwi dollar are expected to shore up the domestic economy. Inflation, specifically wage inflation, has been rising, which may provide a challenge for businesses going forward, and are being monitored by the bank. Naturally, the New Zealand dollar suffered after such remarks, dropping 1.16%. Inflation data from China appeared encouraging, with a rise to 2.1% growth year on year, providing a recovery from the 0.1% dip in June. Producer prices also beat forecasts, climbing by 4.6% in July, indicating a healthy consumer demand. And finally, the UK economy rose in line with expectations during the second quarter of 2018. The services sector was responsible for the majority of the growth during the period, which represented the fastest acceleration for services since the latter part of 2016. The acceleration, however, came against a backdrop of poor manufacturing data, which showed the sector experiencing the worst slowdown in 6 years. The result represented the second quarter of negative growth in over 2 years and was evidenced in trade balance figures, which saw a 3.6% fall in export demand for British goods. If you had enjoyed this podcast, do be sure to check back later in the week. We will have another podcast to prepare you for the trading week ahead. Or you can have a look at our podcast area on anzocapital.com. Also, we'd love to hear your comments, feedback, and suggestions, so be sure to write to us at research@anzocapital.com. I'm Lauren Carmouche, and you've been listening to Financial Market Masterminds at anzocapital.com.